This Carrie and Tommy catch-up gives you easy access to all the bits you may have missed. The new Tradie Baby Zipsters feature a two-way zip to give you easy access from the top to the bottom of your little one. Tradie Baby. Tidy, tough.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, yeah. Afternoon, Australia. Welcome to Friday Eve. Carrie Bickmore.
Good Thursday, Buzzy.
Good Thursday to you, Mr. Tommy Little.
Good Thursday, Buzzy. Bickers was just about to make our rating skyrocket. She was going to post a picture saying that we were on air in 5 minutes, but it's taken 8 minutes since that happened and you haven't found a filter that you're happy with.
I'm not good at the filters. And then you said I should use Snapchat, but I downloaded Snapchat, but someone hacked it and then started Snapchatting as me. So then I had to close down my Snapchat. So I don't, not that I'd ever Snapchatted. So I don't have all your filters that you've got.
So we'll take an amazing one.
Yeah, and then we'll put it up.
Get ready.
I was going to put one. I was going to say we're on air in 5 minutes, but that moment's passed.
You know, it's like watching your parents try to use their phone. Just watching you two try figure out how Instagram filters work.
So there's two ways we could do this. We could either post one, and instead of saying we're on air in 5 minutes, we'll just say we're actually on air now.
Yeah.
Or we could get a time machine and go back, and then we can still, the caption will stay alive.
No, I'll just say we're
on. Yeah, okay. Probably an easier option.
Yeah. You will be able to see
that on today's show, Buzzy.
Photo at Carrie Tommy Show. That's on Instagram. We've got a latitude.
Hold on, mate. We haven't done it yet.
No, but it's going to be on there. It's going to be on there. So make sure you go like our Instagram page. No, just go follow the page. Lots of great content on there.
What do you think? What do you want? What
you know, what I really
dog
like?
Ears, rabbit ears?
No,
or we
no I really like, you know how people were doing the gender swap?
Yeah.
It's really funny when you do your own gender because it just makes you more, so it makes my jaw.
You hotter?
No, yeah, really manly.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, should we do that?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll post one of those.
In 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Should I download some app? Do I have to download an app?
Yeah. No, you can borrow mine.
Okay.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
If you're on our Instagram at Carrie Tommy Show waiting to see the photos, Carrie and Tommy still trying
uploading.
To take them.
Yeah, we haven't
so
worked
many
out.
Fun things on Snapchat.
Oh, isn't there, Mum?
Young people are doing that. We just did face swap. I know we're about 3 weeks too late for that.
3 years.
We've just discovered a new thing called filters, kids. Seatbelts on. It's a wild ride. Hey, Bickers, I believe you have some karma you want to talk about.
I do. Yesterday, I was on top of the world.
Yes, you were.
I was smug.
Yes.
Like you were when you put your slow cooker on the other morning. I was smug. This is how smug I was. It was Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
My house had no washing in the washing machine.
Oh, gosh.
There was no washing drying on a rack. There was no washing in a dryer.
Oh, no.
And there was no dirty washing or waiting to be washed. I was nailing life. I literally, in that moment, had a Margot Robbie moment. I was the best version of myself in that moment.
What,
and
because
I
you
was
hired
like,
an
it's
extra
the closest
cleaner?
I'll ever be to Margot Robbie. They'd just been an hour before. But so
yes,
high
so
on
washing,
life.
All gone.
Washing all done.
Yeah.
Only it was a new day and there was more washing to be done.
Gosh.
Put the washing on, all fine.
Yep.
Sitting there having dinner. And I had heard about half an hour before what I thought was a drip, right? And I thought, what's that? Oh, it must be the dishwasher. Ignored it. Then I'd heard it again, thought must be the washing machine. Ignored it. And then it was when my mum screamed loudly as she walked past the laundry. I said, what? She said, the whole house is flooded. I literally flooded my house.
How?
Because I was doing washing and I left the tap on. I was washing my smalls. I was doing some hand washing.
Oh.
And I left the tap on, flooded the entire laundry. And the laundry didn't even have a drain in it. There's no drain in my laundry.
You hand wash your smalls.
Yeah, well, just the very small smalls. I hand wash the delicates.
Do you think?
Yes.
Yes. Also known as the top string on the guitar. Yes.
And it flowed all the way through my heating system. So it went into the lounge room and then started dripping into the gas heating system. Okay. So then we had to pull all of the electrical equipment away from the electrical plugs, down on hands and knees with Addie in my hand, with towels soaked through. It was an absolute mess. I'll show you the image. It was a nightmare.
Are we doing calls on G-string nightmares?
No. When did a G-string ruin your life?
Yeah. I think if we don't, it's a real missed opportunity here.
All right. When did a G-string ruin your life?
Yeah, on 13/10/60. Yeah. Was the G-string ruin your life?
Anyway, it made me realize that karma is a yes.
Karma is a yes.
Yes. Exactly. I mean, I'm not sure what that's got to do with anything. But
all right, this.
Yes.
Alicia Keys karma.
What goes around comes around. Oh. You're done, Buzz. You've had a busy afternoon, haven't you?
Well, you guys are trying to take selfies. I'm working over here.
I think
we're focused on the wrong bit of this, guys. This is not karma. This is a G-string story. Why? Does everybody hand wash the G-string?
Nah, my just my lace ones.
Buzz. Buzz. This is embarrassing for me and you.
Do you not wash yours?
We've just been putting ours in our regular wash.
No, you can put them in the regular wash, but just my ones that are
which
are
ones
smaller and they're lace. I like to hand wash with my bras that are lace, and I put them in a little bag sometimes.
What do you do with the bag? What do you mean?
It's a delicates bag.
Then what happens to
them? So sometimes
you
I
just
hand
put them in
them.
A bag and then take them out and go, oh, they're done.
Other times I put them in a hand washing bag and put them in the machine so they don't get thrown around in the machine.
There's a hand washing bag.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any other personal information you'd like to know?
No, I'm pretty happy. 131060, give us a call. When did a G-string ruin your life?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
When did a G-string ruin your life?
This is, of course, a story about Buzz, and he got a wedgie while he was wearing his leopard print G-string, and poor bloke has been torn dead set in half.
Still wear it, no, though.
It's a case of karma, because I was saying how amazing I was at life on Sunday with my washing, and then last night my laundry flooded into our gas heating system. Absolute mess. An hour and a half of cleaning it up, and I thought karma is a yes.
And it flooded because
but it flooded because I was washing my G-strings in the tub.
Yes.
Yes.
In the tub. See, she uses a bathtub for the G-strings.
No, what do you call it?
A tub?
No, sink. Sink. Yeah. What?
A bathtub.
No, I wasn't washing it in the bathtub. I was washing it in the laundry sink.
Okay, sure. Okay.
Anyway.
Nikki from Brisbane, when did a G-string ruin your life?
Well, I went out partying with my girlfriends one night and I've come home pretty late, taken off my clothes, jumped into bed, got up the next morning, thrown the same jeans on, and I've gone out shopping, gone to the markets, and I've gone to try on a pair of shoes, sat down, crossed my legs, and my G-string from the night before fell out of my jeans.
Oh, Nikki, that happens so often to me. It's just...
and did anyone see, Nikki?
Yeah, I was with a bunch of people, so it was a bit embarrassing.
Did you pull it out or just shove it back up?
I pulled it out of my bottom of my jeans and shoved it in my pocket.
Good on you, Nick.
Because you can't sleep in the G-strings, can you, Nikki?
No, definitely not. No.
I do. Why can you wear them during the day but not sleep?
I mean, look, they're not comfortable at the best of times, but nighttime is when you need bra off, undies off. Well, undies, your big undies on and your little undies off.
Okay, hang on. Big undies, okay.
You know, your comfy undies. Don't you have comfy undies in your little undies?
No, I've only got little undies. You know that? Let's go to, is it Shera? Shera, is that right?
Yes. Hi, how are you going?
Hey, Shera, how did when did a G-string ruin your life?
So my 20-year-old daughter, she wears G-strings that we call eye patches. They're very tiny. She buys like the 5 pairs from Cotton On. Well, she was using our dryer one day, and I thought there was a funny smell in our shed where the dryer is, and the dryer was actually smoking and stopped working. And when we got a guy to come and have a look at it, it was because there were 12 pairs of G-strings in the lint fold.
And they caught on fire.
Yeah, so the dryer thought that they were lint. Basically, that's how small they are, but there were 12 pairs.
It's amazing. Hey, side note, Shera, how amazing is pulling the lint out of a dryer? Is that not the best feeling in your entire life?
Very satisfying. Clearly, we hadn't did that. We hadn't done that for a little while.
For a while.
Didn't even investigate why it was smoking until the guy that came to look at it said, somebody own these?
You said there's 12 eye patches in here.
Yeah, 12 lacy eye patches.
Good on you, Shera.
Oh, Amanda, when did a G-string ruin your life, babe?
Hey, I went shopping with my mother once and she got a 3-pack of G-strings.
Your mum did?
There was
for her or for you?
They were for me, but she had the money, so she was buying them, but they had no price tag on them. So they had to do a price check, and they've announced it over the PA system, and we have a price check to aisle 3 on the 3-pack of G-strings, please.
Oh, amazing.
That's great. Cool mum, Amanda.
Oh, thanks. I went bright red in the face and walked out of the shop.
Oh, you didn't even, you walked out G-stringless?
I let my mum deal with that.
Wow, good stuff. Mm. I mean, this is fun. Should we make it a daily segment?
No, I reckon we could. Okay. I think we've covered it well. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Is it too late for me to be in a musical?
In terms of...
Don't nod your head so confidently, Sonda.
Do you mean in the day today or in life?
I mean, today I might not be able to fit it in.
Yeah.
In life. No. I think that's my calling.
No, you can definitely
I need to learn to sing, but oh, it just seen, fills me with... I just want to be in the greatest showman.
You've seen...
In, that's too on, late for that,
on,
isn't it?
On stage show. What? I mean, which
Although
role?
I haven't done a stage show of it.
Yes, because you know who you could be in the greatest showman?
Who?
The bearded lady.
I do need a quick shave.
It would be fantastic. Am I meant to be talking about something now? You're looking at me expectantly?
Oh, the bit where you have a mental breakdown.
It's become yours.
It's happening later.
Enjoy this.
What's happening later?
I said the bit where Tommy has a mental breakdown is happening a bit later.
No, you meant to tease someone in our team.
Someone in our team has a mental breakdown. Yes. Stick around. It's on after four.
Okay. Sonda's put a news story in front of me. Enjoy this Reddit thread of people's weird
No, we're
behavior.
Talking about what,
I know what this
what's
is.
Happened
I know
when
what
you've
this
been
is.
Under the knife.
Yeah, I'm on board. So people say funny things when they're going under.
When they're under anaesthetic.
Yeah. And I believe, Buzzy, we have some grabs of people doing this exact thing.
We
is
do.
That true?
I feel dizzy. Why do I feel dizzy? Dizzy. Stupid dizzy. Hey, what's the big orange thing on my arm, man?
So good. I'm completely back on board with what we're doing.
You are. What about, you've got another one, don't you? Think?
Yeah. There, let's get you going here. Let's lift your head up. You ready for something to drink?
Imagine if that was an acceptable way to respond to someone.
Yeah.
My 5-month-old does.
Little Addie does, yeah.
Yeah.
My brother used to get a lot of shoulder surgeries, right? He had kept getting reconstructions on one of his shoulders.
Athlete.
Hey?
Athlete?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Of sorts. And he, when he'd go under, he would say to them, just as his eyes were closing, he'd say, "No funny stuff with my junk," right? but I spoke to the doctor after like he's third off, and because he'd say the same thing, and I said, "Oh, did he say you don't know funny stuff?" He goes, "Mate, it was one better." He said, "Hey, no funny stuff with my junk," and the doctor said, "Mr. Little, you say that every time." He goes, "Yeah, but you never listen to me." I want to know on 13 1060, what have you said when you're either going under or you're coming out, you know, with the effects linger on?
Yeah, and it's usually your loved one that would have this story because they'd be sitting there going, "Oh my God," and then they swiftly pick up their camera and film the whole thing.
Yeah, give us a call, 13 1060. What did they say when they were under? Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. We are doing things that you say when you're going under or you're coming out of anaesthesia. Is that how do I say that word? Anaesthetic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anaesthetist is one of my favourite words.
Yes. Good stuff. We heard some quotes before, and my brother, when he
you say it,
got his, which one?
Anaesthetist.
See? It's very
one of my favourite words,
isn't it? Familiarity is
that's
also quite hard.
That shouldn't be a word.
No,
no.
It sounds similar.
Familiarity.
My brother said when he was going under, just as he was passing out, "Just no funny stuff with my junk," which I still think is great. Louise, was it you or was it someone you witnessed?
Hi, Carrie. Hi, Tommy. It was my 11-year-old son.
What did he say?
So he broke his arm in a pretty tragic accident at footy, and he had to have the green whistle.
Oh, yeah, the best.
What's the green whistle?
Yeah, absolutely.
The Pethidine or whatever it is. Yeah, it's real good.
Yeah, so before they could move him, they had to give him the green whistle so that he wasn't in pain. Anyway, he starts talking in this, like, strange language. I had no idea what he was saying. And he looks up at me and goes, "Yo, Mom, I'm Lil Pump." And he thought he was the rapper.
There's another thing going. There's another one on the internet of a kid that thinks he's a rapper.
Yeah,
remember that one that went viral? Like it was a...
The young white boy who starts talking real gangster.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Great stuff, Louise. She'll go to Kate from Wagga. Kate, was it you or was it someone else?
It was me. So I was getting my bottom jaw moved forward, and when I was because I hate needles, when I was going under, I said to the guy, you can take whatever's in my top drawer, you can take my wallet, you can take anything.
Did he?
No.
Oh, I would have used that as open permission to take all your money. Good stuff, Kate. Thank you for getting involved. We've gone from Kate to Katie now. Katie from Hobart. Katie, what did you say when you were going under?
I was actually coming out and I said, did I fart?
Did you fart? And did they answer?
Yeah, no, they answered, but no, I didn't.
Oh, okay. That's
it's
nice.
Like when you have a baby and you ask, did you, yeah, did I, yeah.
Shard?
No. Oh. Flat out poo.
Oh, doesn't that happen every time?
No, it doesn't.
There's people that can control that, they're pushing that specific.
Oh, Saunders,
hang on. Saunders about to have the weirdest brag of all time.
I've never seen her so excitedly put her hand up. Pick me.
Saunders, what happened?
Because I poo when I run, I was so sure I would when I gave birth, but I didn't.
Oh, my God.
Oh, look at her face. They told you you didn't. Oh. I bet you the doctor did a great job of sweeping it away. They all say you didn't.
This is Saunders' moment.
Oh, sorry. You're amazing. You didn't poo when you had a baby.
Saunders. Just
they wouldn't
out
lie
what you...
to me, would they?
No,
yeah, they wouldn't of course lie. They would. They don't want you to be humiliated. Hey,
they're
so
doctors.
They say no.
They're doctors. They can't legally lie to you. Sonda.
Was your hubby there?
Yeah.
And what did he say?
I didn't ask him.
He was too covered in poo to speak.
Harry Bigmore and Tommy Little.
Tradie baby zipsters, tradie baby made tiny tough.
I've left my little tradie baby at home with Chris today. The two-way zipsters, no excuse for him not to change her nappy.
Yeah. So you just unzip it from the bottom and it all and access it that way.
Starting from the bottom of the...
Starting from the bottom, now we're here.
What's the song?
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
I thought it was the top.
What started from the bottom, now we're at the top? I guess that is what he's implying.
Speaking of babies.
Started from the bottom, now we're at the top. Started from the bottom, went through the middle, now we're at the top. How good is life? Yes, because.
You're ruining my segue. Speaking of babies, it is time for this.
Good segue.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
But I didn't mean that, actually.
What did you mean?
The fact that the baby comes out of my bits. I meant.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to talk about the Spice Girls. Hey. And there's a baby Spice.
That's convoluted, mate. Why'd you chuck a Drake song in there?
Trying to be cool.
Baby Spice. So
we got on the Spicy Meatballs tour, right? Imagine the singular Spicy Meatball tour.
That's the spicy meatball. Download the app now to win.
Anyway, we're going on the Spicy Meatball tour to see the Spice Girls in London. Mm. All the girls back together. The band is back together. Jerry Halliwell, except for one of them. Has dyed her hair back to ginger after 20 years of being like this ashy brown colour. We need the old Jerry if we're going to see the Spice Girls like the way they were.
All of them. Like the way they were.
This is what she had to say.
I haven't had ginger hair for over 20 years, I think it is. So I'm a bit scared.
The only thing that would have made me happier is if you threw to something then and there happened to be Drake speaking.
Here's a little tidbit for you for a Thursday afternoon.
Oh, is that the end of that?
Women's brains work better at higher temperatures.
Jeez, it must be cold as hell in here then.
Well, men work better when the temperature is cooler, which explains, you know, in the project, when we do the project at night together, I'm forever saying, it's so freaking cold in here. Yes. And you guys are always saying, it's really hot in here and you need it cold for optimum work. And I need it warm.
That's not what it is. You know what it is? It's because they put you in a tiny dress and wearing a suit.
It's science, mate. And finally, a Spanish couple has discovered some bees in the walls of their house.
Oh,
how many bees in the wall of their house? 80,000 bees in the walls of their house. They own the house. They've been hearing a weird buzzing noise 80,000. For a while. And they decided they had to do something about it. They found a hive in their bedroom.
What?
Yep. And then they, I don't really know the rest of the story.
Whoa.
Should we just go out on a bit of Drake?
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Yeah.
Started from the bottom, now my old.
Anyway, there's 80,000. And they started at the bottom and cleared them out.
Harry Bigmore and Tommy Little.
I didn't cry.
The weirdest thing happened on our show today.
There it is.
So we're in our planning meeting.
No. No.
And then all of a sudden.
I'm being misrepresented.
No. Sonda, our producer, for some reason was sewing for you. She was sewing a tie.
Yeah, because I need to wear a tie tonight. And
why are you bringing it for Sonda to repair?
Well, I was going to, but I don't know how to.
And no, then, you just take it to someone. Sonda already has a job.
I did. I took it to Sonda. I did exactly what you're suggesting I should
do. So while we're meant to be having a meeting, Sonda was trying to tie your tie.
Oh, mate, while we're meant to be having a meeting, you were 20 minutes late.
I had a sheet on, mate. I was working.
You were, but that we were here to work. And Sonda went, well, Carrie's not here yet because she's
you
late.
You should have done some pre-planning. Anyway, as Sonda sewed your tie and you were talking about the event you're going to tonight, Sonda said, oh, do they care that it's an aubergine-coloured tie?
Yes.
And then you started crying.
I didn't start crying.
You actually started crying.
Okay, this has history because I'm colourblind. And one year at the Logies, I would never wear anything purple in my life. And one year at the Logies, I thought they'd dress me in this normal black suit. And I was like, this is a sweet, just plain black suit. And then I saw an Instagram post from Caliber and they said, good on Tommy for wearing the aubergine suit. And we had a meltdown. I'm like, what do you mean? What color is my suit? And people are like, purple, purple, aubergine, purple, purple. And I'm like, oh, no. And
so this then, is a bit of PTSD. When, is there?
Yeah,
is
that and that's what's why happening? You brought it up and said.
So when Son said it's aubergine, you had the word flashed into your head.
Yes, but I didn't cry.
You actually, like, mate. We've got vision of it. It's on the Carrie and Tommy Instagram page. You turned your head deliberately away from the camera
why?
So that no one could see
do you know
your
why I was doing
eyes.
That? Because I had an allergic reaction to these. Flax, sesame, sunflower, munch things that you put in front of me.
I hit record.
Have a reaction to anything. This is I what actually was happening.
You'll hear the allergic reaction in this.
Yeah.
What's going on?
He's crying. Now Sonda's crying.
He was right on the edge and then I pushed him over.
Oh, my God.
Why is Sonda crying?
You're crying over an aubergine tie. That's not even aubergine. It's black.
I'm not crying. I'm allergic to these.
Why are you eating them?
And you're not allergic to anything.
I'm allergic to these,
you're
mate.
You're not.
They make my eyes wet.
I feel like there's a deeper issue. What's going on? Why are you so emotional?
Do you know what else is going on?
What?
I don't know why, when you know I'm allergic to these.
Is it the flaxseed or the sesame seed?
It's a combination of the two.
All right, well, the video is on our Instagram page. You can see Tommy very clearly.
All it's going to do is make the ladies love him even more.
Right.
He posts pictures of babies. He's emotional. He cries.
This is really unfair. I'm allergic to something, and so instead of helping me, you film me. That's really sick, guys.
Videos on our Instagram at Carrie Tommy Show. Make sure you go check it out. Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little. Mr. Husey. Miss Kate.
Like, Mr. Husey sounds like someone
that's really creepy, wasn't it? That was really strange. Husey. I don't know why I said that.
Like in that Stella magazine that we were in on the weekend with the pictures of us in Italy, they referred to my husband as Peter Allen Lewis, like he's a defendant
but
in
why
court.
Do you say that you're always
that's
calling
what you
that?
Call him.
Every
I say
time.
That, but that's weird that just
even
in a
I
neutral...
know your husband's middle name because of you.
Yeah, exactly. And it's weird when you say it. So now you just it's reflecting back on you.
Imprint. It was like a
don't say people's middle name. She always says my middle name.
David William Hughes.
And I feel like someone's going to steal my identity.
Carrie Louise. Carrie Ann.
No middle name.
No.
What? So it's good they only
really?
Half named you.
Yeah.
My
that
mother's. You definitely have one and you just don't.
She does have one.
I don't have a middle
I
name.
I think she looks guilty, don't you, Tommy?
Yeah, it'll be Gertrude or something.
I don't have a middle name.
You know, Carrie, good. My mother doesn't have a middle name, but she grew up in an orphanage. So.
She really did. Yeah. Isn't that an amazing
also
concept?
Also named me after a psycho killer. So.
Yeah, Carrie.
What
do
you mean?
You know the movie, the book
Carrie. Yeah, Stephen King book. Yeah.
Tommy,
my son's got a question for you. He wants to know where's his apology in the sky.
Oh, yes. The skywriting apology.
He's looking up every day.
Every day.
Look up and live one.
Looking out of his window.
Tear.
You said that you'd apologise to him for
I'm not going to deny it. On the weekend, I saw some people parachuting and I thought, oh, I meant to do a sign in the air. I wonder if he'll remember. And he has.
Well, he has.
I went and asked him if he wanted to hang out the other day and he goes, no, just give me another hour. And he was stuck with his face against the window.
Pressed up, looking up.
I'm going to organise it. Before,
by the way,
I'm going
to
make
before I go back to Italy, let's do it tomorrow.
Can you get it done that quick? I don't know if you can.
I think so. You think there's an enormous demand for skywriting?
I'm going to do it Monday.
It's not chemtrails, mate. You don't see them very often making the letters. You just see them poisoning
Carrie,
from above.
Yeah. I'll do it Monday.
Okay. Yeah. I'll tell him to watch.
But
you know when you what do you reckon?
What's your middle name, Tommy?
Yeah. Stop avoiding the question.
Do you really want to know?
Yes.
It's John, isn't it?
It's Boris.
It's not.
John, isn't it?
It is
John.
Not Boris.
Could have been Boris.
Are you Thomas John?
Thomas John.
You look like a Boris.
But hang on, isn't it John Thomas?
I don't look like a Boris.
Does he look like a Boris?
Mate, I don't look
Yeah, you do look like a Boris.
No, I don't. But isn't you look like a Martha.
Actually, you do have a bit of Boris in
you've got
you
a bit of Boris.
Of Boris in you.
And you know what?
Because he's got a bit of something.
Yeah,
you know, it's Boris.
And you know,
I want a sign writing apology for all of you because of this.
You started it. Also, you know, Carrie Bickmore's motto for the show, better you have a bit of Boris in you than she has a bit of Boris in her. That's just a motto to live by. Correct, Carrie?
Is your son still listening?
Sure.
Oh, well, looks like we need to hire a few planes.
Do I have to do an apology to Carrie?
Concerned about the Boris joke?
I've got apologies needed from everyone. I still need an apology from Tommy, who's told the world that I had my lips done when I hadn't.
So Carrie had her lips done, and now she's trying to back away from it.
I had my lips done.
You do look very attractive.
Yeah, it's the bigger lips.
When hasn't she always looks attractive?
I know, but she just, I haven't seen her in a while.
What about old Boris? Does he look attractive?
What about Mr. Hughesy? How's he looking?
Mr. Hughesy.
You know, I saw a photo the other day of you, Hughesy. Actually, I'm not going to say it. It's so mean. Come on.
Oh, no.
Tell us.
No, I don't know.
Do you remember?
I think it was from something. You go out. I can't go. You're filming something.
But I didn't know it was you. And I made a comment. And then they said, that's Hughesy. And I feel very bad.
What was it? What were you filming first?
I'm not sure. What do
you mean you didn't know it was him?
No, I don't.
Was he in disguise?
Text me. What? Text it to me.
How could you not recognise him? Was he just dressed up as a character?
What was I doing?
You were filming something.
Did I look like a? What did I look like? A homeless?
You looked like a woman or something. That's exactly what you look like.
I look homeless.
Heavily addicted to.
There's nothing wrong with. I mean, that's a shabby chic. That's what I've nailed.
No, you've nailed shabby.
All right, well,
and that's coming from Boris.
Expect more quality banter like that when the four of us are over. That's a spicy meatball tour in London and Bologna.
Yeah,
you can register.
In the room with that banter.
I know. You can be in all part of that chat. All you got to do is download your boarding pass. Download your boarding pass now through the Hit app or your local station app. The first prize goes out on Monday. Hughesy and Kate, or Mr. Hughesy and Kate. I'm next to drive you home. We're back tomorrow for your Friday.
Ciao, ciao.
Tiny, but not so tough. That's another Carrie and Tommy catch-up done and dusted. For Tiny Tough, check out the new Tradie Baby Zipsters. With soft and stretchy fabric, the Tradie Baby Zipsters keep your little ones nice and comfy.